for the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Each week on the 420 News, on the Cultural Baggage Show, or sometimes on both, we present reports from our Drug Truth Network staff. You hear from Doug McVeigh of Drug War Facts, Winston Francis with the Official Government Truth, Steve Nolan with Steve Speeves, and Glenn Greenway brings us the Poppygate reports. And now, starting each week, we will hear the corrupt cop story of the week from drcnet.org from Phil Smith.
Here we have this week's corrupt cop stories, courtesy of the Drug Reform Coordination Network. It's the usual motley assortment this week. We've got small-time dishonesty in Texas, enterprising jailers in Tennessee, and a cop with a bad habit in Minnesota. Let's get right to it. First off, from the small town of Clute in Brazoria County, Texas, we've got a police department narcotics investigator who's been suspended without pay for 5 days and placed on 6 months probation for letting one of his informants rack up a $236 bill on a prisoner's cell phone. Small-time doings in Brazoria County, but there were some bigger doings going on in Memphis, where a dozen Shelby County deputy jailers were arrested Monday morning on charges they were involved in a pervasive conspiracy to smuggle drugs into the jail. In Memphis, also arrested were two former jailers and three others, including a U.S. Postal Service employee. They're alleged to have taken money, usually in installments of $500 or $1,000, to smuggle what they believe to be OxyContin and crack into the jail. But the drugs were bogus. They were supplied by FBI agents who were investigating corruption at the facility. One defendant is charged with smuggling real heroin into the jail. He faces up to 40 years in prison, while the others face only 20 years. Meanwhile, up in St. Paul, Minnesota, we've got another typical corrupt cops feature, and this is what I refer to as the cops on dope. In St. Paul, we got an assistant lab director for the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension who has been caught with his hand cookie jar. David Peterson was charged Monday with possessing more than 25 grams of cocaine he stole from the state crime lab. According to the paper, Peterson was, quote, a man struggling against substance abuse, succumbing to it, and then worrying about how to hide it from his peers, end quote. At any rate, he was using his access to the cocaine stored at the state lab to repeatedly steal from the stash. But he got caught when a suspicious fellow BCA agent reported he'd been making weight trips to the storage lockers. Tune in every week, and we will bring you the latest corrupt cop stories, courtesy of the Drug Reform Coordination Network. You can check us out on the web at either drcnet.org or stopthedrugwar.org. And this is Phil Smith signing off for the Drug War Chronicle for DRCNet.
My friends, the evidence of the sham of this drug war is all around us. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.